Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, as we're coming into another holiday weekend, I was reading the news on how the Disneyland prices are going up. You guys heard about that. I think they're going up about another $4 to now $96 a ticket for 10 on up. Actually, I'll tell you what some of the prices are of some of these places to go to. You know, I would love to take my kids to Disneyland, and I would love to go to these parks, but they are so gosh darn expensive, and I wouldn't mind if, you know, I wouldn't even mind the expense if you didn't have to wait an hour or 2 hour long lines to get on the ride. Okay, if it was like, here, Dahlia, you pay $150, and you could just jump on this ride and this ride and this ride all day long, you know, that may be worth it. I don't have $150 a person, but maybe I'll sit it out and let the other kids go so we can save $150. But still, but why would you? Now, I've told you how I go to Disneyland. Not that I'm trying to break out a secret, but I'm really not expecting that many thousands of people to listen to the show like I pretend. What I do is I go very, very early, the earliest of earlies. And when the gate opens, you run. If you stay in one of the Disneyland hotels, one of the days gets you early entry. And so this early entry, you get to go into the park an hour before general admission. Now, what could you do in only an hour? Okay, well, you need to book it, and I mean book it hard. So what we always do is I get my kids. I mean, actually, you're standing out there in the cold. It's still even dark outside. So you stand out there in the cold until finally the gate opens, and they always say don't run. And you're like, okay, so you run fast, you know, because there's always the quote-unquote characters out there saying, don't run. That's like, Goofy, get the hell out of the way. So I bolted to Space Mountain, because that's one of my favorite rides, and that line always gets long. And I get very claustrophobic in the Space Mountain. If you've ever stood in line at Space Mountain, you're within this underground, I don't know, cave or something. I don't know. You're like really indoors. This is Disneyland, not Disney World. So I just feel like if I ever have to leave or there's a fire, where the hell do you go? So that one I usually get first. So I run and you just jump right on the ride. So I usually do that twice. Then I trek all the way over to the Indiana Jones ride. Okay. And then we do that for a couple times. Now, by now, it's already 25, 30 minutes in. Okay. But I've gotten about maybe 3.2 rides. Then my husband goes, let's do Pirates of the Caribbean. What? Pirates of the Caribbean? That's a slow ride. What? He's like, no, there's a little hill on that. So then we sit there in the Pirates of the Caribbean ride going, this blows, but we get through it. And then we're like, okay, let's go to that roller coaster ride, the one where some guy stood up decapitated himself on. So then we go to the train roller coaster ride that I think is under renovation. Okay, and now by now I'm like, okay, heck with this. I want to go on It's a Small World. Right? There's a world of laughter, a world of something. And I remember that as a little girl. So I'm like, let's go to It's a Small World. And remember, I'm in a family full of boys. So you got my sons going, no way, Mom, please. That's embarrassing. I'm like, I want to go on It's a, because then I give them choice. I go, we could either be in a 3 hour line for It's a Small World, or you guys get it over with. And by the time I finish arguing, you look to your right. And when you look to your right, you see thousands of people now running down Main Street. Then you look at your clock or your watch and you go, oh my gosh, I guess general admission. So then we look at each other and we're like, it's a small world, run! And now we're running. Nemo ride, we're like, see ya, we're gonna miss a Nemo ride. We run straight to the It's a Small World. Right now, all these people start to, I mean, it is dangerous. People are running and flinging and body parts and arms and elbows and all that because they think they were there first. Meanwhile, I've already like have two swollen ankles. My ACL strain is acting up. My husband's gout now is flared. And I mean, we did, you know, but now we're on It's a Small World. So we're sitting there on the end of It's a Small World. And we're getting through it. And it's like, ah, okay. So now we got the whole, the whole entire park is going on. It's what now? Now it's like what, 9:05, and we're done. And we did it. We're done. What other rides are really, really good? I don't know. But anyway, okay, so back to Disneyland. Sorry. Okay, that's how my family does Disneyland. They say that today the price of a one-day, one-park ticket... Okay, my husband does not have gout. He's mad that I said he has gout. Okay, gout is a code name for hemorrhoids. Anyway, today the price of a one-day, one-park ticket for visitors 10 years old and up increased $4 to $96. Now, trust me, I got a kid who's about 5'9", 150 pounds. I always try to pretend he's 6. But it's no fair. 10 years and up. California Adventure Park Hopper went to $150. The Southern Cal Select, I guess that's if you live in Southern California. I guess you live in Southern California. Then there's a deluxe, a premium, a premier. You have annual passports. Anyway, all the prices went up. All right. So, trust me, I'm sure Florida is up too. Why? Well, because you got Memorial Day weekend. That's what they want to do. They want to raise money. All right. Like everybody needs to, you know what? It costs Disneyland a lot of money to keep those bars and keep everybody in line. I mean, look at that. Those lines cost money, right? Right? Because you get to stand there. You have somebody saying, you know, single file, right? You have those cement handles or rails that you lean on. Sometimes they paint them. That costs a lot of money. Of course, Disneyland is hiking their prices up. One of you guys told me there's a way to do it where if you have 10 people and you pay $1,000, you get an escort. That's $100 a person. That's almost the same price. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DAI. Now, being a doctor, medical doctor, board-certified medical doctor, trained in family medicine, emergency room medicine, as well as any other type of medicine on the sun, I love medicine. Love the pharmaceuticals. Love pharmaceuticals. Pharmaceuticals are like my tool. When I put on my tool belt in the morning, right? Do I have any, you know, do I have a hammer? No. Do I have a screwdriver? No. What do I have? Oh, I've got, you know, maybe vaginal speculum, an endoscope, maybe a thermometer, maybe a reflex hammer. I got a prescription pad. Okay? One thing we doctors know how to do is use that prescription pad. I could flip through a prescription pad. I'm probably the fastest prescription writer in the West. Now, do I use a lot of caution? when I write a prescription. Oh, absolutely. The power of the pen. My pen is probably the most powerful medical instrument I ever even fathomed I would be using. Yes, I've used a scalpel. Yes, I've used a suction. Yes, I've used forceps to deliver a baby. But a pen, very, very powerful. So before you wield that said power, you need to appreciate. You need to understand. You need to coax. You need to, okay, you guys get a point. Now, all of a sudden, okay, we're trying to calm everything down, right? And just, you know, get all this passion away from prescription writing. When all of a sudden we wake up to hearing that we have a hostile takeover, allegedly by Pfizer of AstraZeneca. Did you guys know all this was happening? I had no idea. No idea. This could actually set off World War III. Okay, AstraZeneca is a British drug maker. Pfizer is based out of New York, American. I haven't seen the British and the American go up against each other since when? That was right when our country was founded. Okay, so this could be pretty ugly. All right, apparently AstraZeneca has rejected a bid that Pfizer gave them. Okay, and I guess they cited the uncertainty and risk for shareholders as a reason for the rejection. When Pfizer, now we'll talk about who does what drugs, had upped the value of its bid to $93 a share in a deal that would have led to the world's largest drug company. Pfizer would be a super pharmaceutical company. That makes me a little nervous. Okay, sometimes the bigger isn't better, so I'm a little nervous about that one. Pfizer's latest bid came Sunday night, valued AstraZeneca at around $116 billion. The new offer they gave would be the final one. Now, why is Pfizer pursuing AstraZeneca? Well, because in medicine, if you can't make money doing medicine, okay, like doctors, etc., you got to throw some business into it. So taking over another company and you know, picking the creme de la creme of its profit machines, okay, will then help you overall. Now, both companies I've loved. Okay, AstraZeneca, very, very comfortable with AstraZeneca products. AstraZeneca products does Byetta. Byetta is that new diabetes injection, not new anymore, made from Gila Monster, saliva. I mean, that was brilliant. Crestor, one of my favorite cholesterol medicines ever from AstraZeneca. Emla cream. Emla cream is that cream that you use to, you know, kind of numb things up before you inject. Diprovan. Diprovan is the brand name of propofol. Diprovan is what we used to use, or what we use to put people under for surgery. Farxiga is a brand new diabetic-based medicine that works on the kidneys. Nexium. How many of you take the purple pill for acid reflux? That's another AstraZeneca drug. Onglyza, Pulmicort, Rhinocort. I've loved Rhinocort because it's one of the only Category B nasal sprays for women who are pregnant for allergic rhinitis. Seroquel. Seroquel is a medicine we use for mood disorders, but we also use it for sleep. I've used it for people that can't sleep. Symbicort. I'm a huge fan of Symbicort. It's an asthmatic medication that has a long-acting beta agonist, a steroid in it. Pretty good stuff. Xylocaine. I've been using Xylocaine lidocaine for years. It works awesome. Zestril was a blood pressure medicine many of you guys have been on. AstraZeneca. Now, Pfizer, however, was the one I had bought a little bit of stock. Pfizer had the Z-Pak, had Viagra, had Z-Pak Viagra. I bought the stock when I was a resident. I don't know what's happened to it. I don't even know if we've sold it. I really don't watch. I'm stupid when it comes to the stock market. You don't buy stock and then you let it sit for 15 years. That's not what you're supposed to do. But Pfizer had Z-Pak, Zyrtec, Zoloft, and Viagra. And at that point, we were like, okay, this is a good company. And they were about to split their stocks into three. So I guess I didn't really understand stocks at the point, but I bought it right before the split, and that was supposedly a good move. Now, it would have been a better move if I had invested more than $25 into the stock. I think all I put in was about $25, because I didn't have a lot of money. Remember, I was a resident. I was working 36-hour shifts, making $1.06 on a good day, an hour. Anyway, Pfizer also makes Aricept. Aricept is the medicine we use for dementia and Alzheimer's. They also did Lipitor. Let me see what else. This one I have to click on. Geodon, Glucotrol. Many of you guys have been on Glucotrol for your diabetes, Glynase, Gel Foam. Many of you guys have a lot of fun with that one. Bacitracin. Bacitracin is an ointment, an antibiotic ointment. So you see, a lot of these medicines, you know, don't knock it till you try it. A lot of these medicines that many of you guys have been on, you've been on because a pharmaceutical company made it, Tapazole. Maybe you guys are on Tapazole for hyperthyroid. True. There's other types of medicines out there now that are generic. But these are the guys that get the credit for initially starting that. Z-Max, just a one chug of your Zithromax. So if AstraZeneca, right, decides to let Pfizer take over, I'm not sure. I'm going to have my husband go check on the stock because I don't know what the hell we did with the stock. But I know $25. I bet that stock is up to 26. No, I think the stock went down because after everybody lost their patent, once Lipitor lost their patent, I don't know if Norvasc was also a Pfizer drug. Norvasc might have been a Pfizer drug as well. I need to look that up. So anyway, a lot of you guys have been on these medications, and these medications are good ones. Lotrel. Oh, yeah, you know what? I think Lotrel. I need to double check that. Okay, anyway, this could be pretty vicious. These hostile takeovers. Why is a hostile takeover bad? Because people lose jobs. Whenever somebody takes over somebody else, okay? I mean, you know, a lot of times, you know, if they think you're if you're going to turn on them, or if you're going to be upset about the takeover, you see, if I was in a company that was going to get taken over, as much as I would want to show my loyalty, I'm a lot more loyal to my family and feeding my family. So I would say, look, okay, I hope this isn't a loyalty thing, but I got to feed my family. So I did a good job with AstraZeneca. I'll do a good job with Pfizer. Just leave me out of it. Okay, I don't want any war of independence, please. Let me just kind of get through what I need to get through. Okay, let me just keep my head low. And they may actually pick me. You know, because if I was a good worker, I went, yeah. So anytime you're about to meet any sort of resistance, remember, it is hostile. Okay, you just don't get hostile. They can all be hostile about it. You know, you did not be hostile. In fact, what I would probably do, if you really want to please Pfizer, if Pfizer is going to take over your company, say, look, a hostile takeover is happening, all right? I think the only thing that can help us all out is Pfizer product Zoloft. So can I get a prescription for some Zoloft? Okay, because then I will show you that I have Pfizer in my blood. Pfizer, like, oh, that's cool. If he's got Zoloft, he's got Pfizer in his blood. That's good. I like Zoloft. I use Zoloft a lot for my men who have irritability, depressive type symptoms, anxiety type symptoms. Zoloft works well. You know, it doesn't make them that sleepy. It doesn't seem to help with their erectile issues. Going back to why Pfizer probably is in a position to take over AstraZeneca. AstraZeneca has had good drugs. But remember, Pfizer had Viagra. And boy, did that Viagra, that was like bingo, bingo. Dang. Yeah, you know, the Cialis has done okay. The reason why Cialis and Levitra had a market, I really have to give credit to the drug reps, okay? Because they would talk about how it would work, and maybe it would work a little quicker. But by the time Lunesta and Cialis started to get appreciated, so many people had overused the Viagra that they found it not to be working that much anymore. Now, Viagra is not supposed to be tolerant. It's not supposed to be habit-forming, nothing like that. But I do have people say, look, the Viagra just isn't working anymore on me. Well, maybe it's because you started it when you were 26 years old. Oh, trust me, the guys in my residency, they're like, yeah, I'm going to pop a Viagra and see what happens. Can you wait till you get home, please? Because I still have 3 more hours of my shift, and I don't want to see that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really do appreciate it. You know, we're raising money for kids fighting blood cancer. And this was a very, very interesting story that came out. There is apparently a list of the most and least charitable states in the United States. Could you possibly be living in a state that is the least charitable? Well, I'll tell you guys about the states, but in the meantime, while you're like, oh no, I don't want that to be me, I got a charity for you that you can donate to. I do. Luck of the draw. Ooh, it's your lucky day. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and hit the Fight Blood Cancer link. We are raising money for kids fighting blood cancer. The least ever, $5, $10. We're not talking, you know, about you guys mortgaging your house for these kids. Okay? All right. This is such a good cause, and leukemia and lymphoma affects all of us, kids, adults, etc. And the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is probably the biggest funder of research. Plus, they help people with their medical bills. So this is majorly huge, and we need your help. So please go to my website at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, so you could donate anything you could donate. There's a link. If not, if you want to send a check, email us, and we'll tell you where to send the check to. Okay, so they say there are only two U.S. states where at least 50% of the residents say they've either given money or time to charity. Utah and Minnesota. Yay! GCN Network is in Minnesota. Yee, yee-haw, hoo-hoo, according to a new Gallup poll. Nevada and Kentucky tied for the worst in charitable giving. What? I have an affiliate in Owensboro, Kentucky. Those guys rock, and I live in Nevada. Really? Nevada's the least charitable? Come on, guys. Really? Go to my website and donate. It'll count. It'll count. Go to the, yeah, we're raising money for kids fighting blood cancer. DrDahlia.com. DrDahlia.com. The poll was conducted in the last 6 months of 2013 when at least 600 residents of each state asked if they donated money to a charity or volunteered at an organization within the past month. Gallup produced a map based on those poll results, and whoo, is it ugly. Ooh, we really messed up. They found that you have Hawaii, South Dakota, New Hampshire rounding out the top five. Very good. Very good. New Hampshire, South Dakota, Hawaii. And then, of course, Nevada down at the bottom. I really don't understand. Okay. States with less than 30% of money and volunteering. Nevada, Kentucky, New York, Mississippi, Arizona, Arkansas, North Carolina, West Virginia, Rhode Island, and Louisiana. I don't understand that, people. Come on. Anyway, the results, they say, jibe with what Gallup called well-being scores in a recent study. So people who are thriving and doing well give to the community. Okay, now, some of you are like, Dahlia, why does this matter? Well, no. It actually does matter. From an economic standpoint, it really doesn't matter. Your Dakotas, Montana, your north part of the United States did not seem to do as bad in the recession as other states. Okay, I don't know. They had their poop together. I don't know, which is good. Okay, yet states like Nevada, states like Arizona, we got hit, and we got hit hard. The other thing, too, is, you know, look at the weather also, okay? I mean, I think when you have some pretty, pretty bad weather, you're going to be like, oh, my gosh, there's people out there starving, there's people out there cold, there's people out there, you know, et cetera, so you're more, you know, prone to donate. But, you know, Nevada, we're like, wait, what? Things are fine. Look at this. What? Really? Hurricane my foot? There's no rain today. So, you know, a lot of times we just get very, very complacent. So somebody could say the more complacent and relaxed and comfortable you are, the less. Now, what about California? California didn't do that well. California was kind of one of those middle states. But remember, California is in a state of I don't know what the hell to do. Okay, they got taxes and taxes and taxes and taxes. But they also like being pretty cool. And, you know, remember, if one of those 600 people polled was Barbara Streisand or Angelina Jolie or somebody that donates a lot of money somewhere or donates a lot of time, that completely skewed the results. So I don't know if you can really, really count California with that. But here's my concern. Okay, having worked with a lot of charities, it does. It scares the hell out of me that this is the last few years has been probably one of the worst times for charities. Now, yes, we can blame the administration. Apparently, Obama made some changes to what you get in terms of tax credit. So when tax credits go down on donations, you know, maybe rather than the $1 million donation, maybe they're going to, you know, let's just do kind of a few $1,000s. And maybe I think that's far-fetched. But big companies companies work on budgets. Trust me, because I talk to a lot of big companies when it comes to these charities. I talk to a lot of them, and they have budgets. I know I have a budget. Luckily, a lot of charities, and we've talked about this, what a lot of charities do is they allow you to eat into your marketing budget if you've already gone through your charity budget. Most of us go through our charity budget by January 1st because we've gone over Christmas time. Okay, we give and we give and we give. So we've already blown our charity budget early on, but you got a marketing budget, okay? And so a lot of times with your marketing budget, you can eat into that. So that's why a lot of charities capitalize on that, saying, look, you're going to be able to put a sign up. There's going to be signage. I told you guys, one of my favorite charities is Opportunity Village. It's phenomenal. They it's in the middle of the desert, but they're able to do a magical forest with a whole bunch of Christmas trees. So people who donate get a Christmas tree. So you donate X amount to get a Christmas tree. You decorate it, and you can decorate anyway, whether you celebrate Hanukkah, whether you're atheist, whatever. You can decorate it any way you want. Okay, I do a Dr. Dahlia little medical tree. It looks really, really good. And then you know, people see it. It feels good. You feel good because of charity. But for people that didn't have charity budget, it goes under marketing budget because you get to put your sign up there. Those things are brilliant. Same thing with these galas. You know, you want your name at a gala. You want to advertise that you're a part of this. You want your name going out on all the information. Well, then fine. Then you can donate at the same time. But if the government continues to cut back on tax incentives, et cetera, you're going to see less donating. And we need these big companies to donate. A tax incentive is just that, an incentive. We all like to give to charity. But sometimes we have to give less. If you want to give more, you need to stimulate. And I don't think anybody right now in the administration knows how to stimulate. All right, but those of you who live in Nevada, come on. Go to my website, drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. All right, so a lot of us have dogs, and a lot of our dogs like to stick their nose where they really shouldn't, all right? But dogs have a very keen sense of smell. And a study has found, again, that dogs may help spot human prostate cancers. They say dogs can be trained to sniff out evidence of prostate cancer in human urine with near perfect accuracy. Two specially trained dogs were able to detect organic chemicals released into the urine by prostate cancers with a combined accuracy rate of 98%. That is good. This is according to a study presented at the American Urological Association in Orlando, Florida. If you guys don't belong to the American Urological Association, you are really missing a fun conference. Okay, imagine the pictures. With our study, we have demonstrated that the use of dogs might represent in the future a real clinical opportunity. See, my dog always goes up and sniffs my area, and I'm like, what the heck are you doing? And I do. I freak out that the dog can sniff cancer. So I run to the gynecologist. She's like, why are you here? The dog was sniffing. Something's wrong. She's like, well, no, nothing's wrong. I don't know. Make sure I don't have cancer. The research team tested the urine samples. 677 people, including 320 prostate cancer patients and 357 healthy individuals. They trained the dogs using the urine samples. Some of them knocked the urine over and it spilled all over the place. Some of them drank the urine because they were stupid. And then they received a reward when they caught the scent of the cancer-infected sample. Dogs are pretty smart. Not my dogs, but these dogs are smart. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Guys, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. While we were just talking about dogs being trained to sniff out cancer, I wanted to bring up this story that more than 1,000 dog deaths have now been linked to toxic jerky treats. According to a recent update from the FDA, the agency says since 2007, there have been 5,000 complaints of pet illnesses related to the treats. The majority of these illnesses were gastrointestinal, liver. About a third were linked to kidney and urinary disease. The FDA is still unsure of the specific cause of the reported illnesses, but most complaints were related to chicken, duck, sweet potato jerky treats imported from China. They said, however, products made in the USA could still contain ingredients sourced from China or other countries. They say jerky pet treats are not required for a balanced diet. The FDA cautioned pet owners, so, you know, if they're really not a part of a balanced diet, don't give it to them. If you notice any illness like vomiting, diarrhea, lethargy, you need to contact your veterinarian right away. You know, I don't understand that. I hate the idea that we have to, we have to panic and we have to go, oh no, that was made in China. I mean, ever since that baby formula scare and a variety of other instances, you know, how many things have been made in China? I've been using things made from China, forever. Yeah, and now we have to panic, the beef jerky treats, but that's pretty screwy. Another thing that's pretty screwy is the Department of Justice said today it has charged 5 individuals in the China's People's Liberation Army in connection with cyber spying. We're still getting spied on, I guess. Yeah, by the Chinese. I'm sure everybody's spying on us. I think it's got to be really hard to spy with all the internet now. People taking pictures and look at the whole Beyonce, Jay-Z video of the sister going ape crazy on him, and that was in an elevator, and then the elevator camera footage got sent all over the place. We're on cameras all the time. I stopped fixing my skirts or whatever in elevators a long time ago because now I just assume there is always a camera. You know, they want to put a camera in my studio. Who's they? I don't know, TV people. Like, yeah, have a camera in your studio. Why would I have a camera in my studio? If I have to scratch, pick, burp, something, I mean, you think I want anybody looking at me? No. I want some privacy. We have no privacy. So they said the authorities said that the 5 men had worked in a 12-story White Office tower on a Chinese army base on the outskirts of Shanghai that was identified in a report last year as a source for many cyber attacks on the American government and corporations. According to the report, which was released by the American security firm Mandiant, the attacks were coming from Chinese hacking groups known to many of their victims in the United States as the Comment Crew or the Shanghai Group. All right. Wang Dong, Sun Kai Leng, Wen Xingzhu, Heng Zhenzhu, and Gu Qianhui. All right. They say it's unlikely that they may be brought to trial here in the U.S. I'm not sure what happens, but this whole cyber spying, that freaks me out. It just does. I'm a spooky. Somebody could be right now spying on the Dr. Dolly Show. They'd be like, oh, what's she going to talk about next? Yeah, isn't it spooky? Unhealthy diets now, according to the UN, is worse for you than tobacco. According to the United Nations, in a statement issued at the annual summit of the World Health Organization, Belgian professor Olivier de Schutter called for efforts to launch negotiations on a global pact to tackle the obesity epidemic. We now have to have negotiations regarding what we eat and put in our mouth. They say unhealthy diets are now a greater threat to global health than tobacco. Just as the world came together to regulate the risks of tobacco, a bold framework convention on adequate diets must now be agreed. Really? I'd like to go to that summit. I wonder what they serve. You know, here's the thing, okay? I understand. I understand that our kids today could represent a huge national security threat. I get that. Because they, if they can't get through basic training, that's some scary stuff, which is why, you know, when the Army wants women in the military or when women want to be in the military, I'm like, God bless. Thank you. Thank you. Because I just don't think we have enough to stock our military. So whoever is willing and able, hell yeah, please. Okay? Of course, we've talked about, you know, should we do separate quarters or what should we do so there's no distractions. But as far as I'm concerned, absolutely. Women have a place in our military. Everybody has a place in our military. Now, obesity. What should be the UN, the United Nations stand, really? The World Health Organization. What should the CDC, what should all of our stands be? Well, first of all, if we want to put something in our mouths, we put something in our mouths. I mean, there's a lot of things that we put in our mouths that probably shouldn't be there. Okay, right? We chew on pencils. I love chewing on pencils. I know lead is dangerous, but I like chewing on a pencil. I just do. There's something about the, I don't know what it is. I like toothpicks in my mouth. I like chewing on toothpicks. So we can all agree that we put stuff in our mouth that probably should not be in our mouth. Okay? But what I am for is the education aspect of it. Okay? Now, what I think we've done, though, is gone the complete other route. You have all these packaged foods that say low fat, low sugar, healthy. Okay, well now you're confusing us because 99% of those aren't healthy for you. So it says healthy, I mean, yeah, you come up with a brand called Healthy Dr. Dahlia Food. Alright, so it's healthy. How the hell do you know it's healthy? Well, because it says healthy in the you could put healthy, you could say healthy chocolate shake, healthy Jack Daniels. Okay, you're allowed to make a company and put whatever name possible. Okay? I mean, so be careful, please. Be careful with that kind of stuff. So what I kind of suggest is we get rid of all labeling. If you really want to save money, get rid of all labeling except for the calorie count, the sugar, the salt, etc. Nobody's allowed to say healthy. Nobody's allowed to say low fat. Nobody's allowed to say for weight loss. Nobody's allowed to say heart healthy. No. Okay? Chocolate muffin. Calories. Wait a second. I just had a chocolate muffin. Hold on a second here. Let me see if I can read this. Chocolate muffin. Hold on. Serving size, 1/2 a muffin. Oh, oh no. Doesn't that burn you? You eat a muffin and then you find out the serving size was only supposed to be 1/2 of it. Who eats a half a muffin? Oh my gosh, that's ridiculous. Okay, so serving size for 1/2 a muffin, 220 calories. Ooh, a whole muffin was 440 calories. Oh, I gotta go running again. You know, I did a good run today. It's okay, I burned it off. Yeah, okay, but none of this, oh, healthy, natural sugars. You know, we got caught up with that Pepsi Max or Retro Pepsi. What? No, it's not Pepsi Max. It's one of the Pepsis that goes back that has regular sugar cane instead of high fructose corn syrup. I didn't lose any weight drinking that. It was still Pepsi, for crying out loud. I mean, it's still soda. So, and just have signs going junk food or fresh food. Fresh food and junk food. There, that's it. It's going to save money. Then nobody gets duped. Okay, I mean, there's only so much you can do. I just think everything is, you know. But anyway, what should governments do? Should they tax? No, they shouldn't tax. What should teachers do? I think we should have health in school, but health a heck of a lot different. All right, I think somebody wants to ban chocolate milk now. We'll talk about that. I guess some city wants to ban chocolate milk. My problem is you got to get milk into these kids, and milk tastes like crap, so I don't mind if there's a little bit of chocolate. But then if they had chocolate milk, then they're not allowed to take dessert. Or they're not allowed to have white bread that day. Maybe we should do a give and take. Maybe we should do a points. Remember Mulligan Stew 4432? You know, that made a lot of sense. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.